Hi, I'm Carlos, here to discuss creating set files for WindowEyes. For this segment, we're going to discuss the WindowEyes user windows. User windows are windows that you can set up around portions of the screen to read portions of the screen. There's other things you can do with WindowEyes user windows, but for this segment, we're going to set up user windows and use hotkeys to read those windows or portions of the screen to us. I'm going to demonstrate by using MSN Messenger. I'm going to press my start menu.
Start menu.
I'm going to press P for programs.
P, by equals, accessories pull down.
Now, due to the large amount of programs I have on my computer, I'm going to arrow up because MSN Messenger is
by
closer to
S
the
equals,
bottom
Sonic Cloud, M
of
equals,
this list.
Micro, C equals, M equals, MSN Messenger service.
Here we go. Press enter.
Button, menu closed. Desktop, list view, campaign 2000 account, 17 of 35. MSN Messenger service. App starting. List view, top, close online, 1 of 46.
Okay,
no selected
now here we are in my MSN Messenger service. I am actually online right now. I'm going to quickly change my status
space,
so that I will be away.
That equals away. Menu closed. List view, top.
That way we don't get any interruptions for this demonstration. Before we begin creating user windows, we need to discuss the concept of clips. WindowEyes can see information in what they call clips. Clips can be a line of text, it could be a graphic, it could be a button, it varies. However, there are hotkeys to read clips. That way you'll know for sure what's contained in a clip and what's not. For example, I'm going to press my top left key, that's the 7 on the number pad, with the numlock being off. That takes us to the top left corner of our active window here.
Top left.
And now I can press insert 9, move to the next clip, insert 8 to read the current clip, and insert 7 to read the previous clip. So I'm going to move to the next clip with insert 9.
MSN Messenger service. Minimize. Graphic. Close, close.
Again, I'm moving by clip. We heard the title bar, MSN Messenger Service. And we also heard graphics, some that were labeled and some that weren't. Let's keep going.
F equals file pull down.
Now we're on the menu bar. We hear file. By the way, to set up user windows, we're going to be using our mouse a lot. So just a basic rundown of the mouse keys, the 8 on the number pad. This is all from the number pad. 8 moves up by lines. 2 moves down by lines. 4 moves left by characters. 6 moves to the right by characters. And insert 4 and insert 6 move left and right by word. So those are the keys we're going to be using mostly. There'll be some other keys that I'll be introducing, but I'll be sure to tell you what the keys are and what their function is as we get to them. But for now, we'll use those mouse movement keys in addition to moving by clip. So I'm going to press insert 9 again to read the next clip.
V equals view pull down.
And that's the view menu item on the menu bar. Now I'm going to move down by line because I'm going to position the mouse pointer on my name.
Graphic. 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 Add. Send. Graphic. Carlos away graphic. Pointer 2500 undefined.
Okay. So here we are.
Taylor 2.0 MSN Messenger
service. I'm going to silence that. I'm going to press insert 6 because right now we're not on the word. If I press insert 5, that reads us the current word.
Graphic.
And we're on a graphic. So I need to move to my name. I'm going to press insert 6.
Carlos.
And here we are on Carlos. Places us on the first letter of the word, being C in this case. Now that whole discussion of clips was because you can set up user windows around a clip. So in this case, if I want a user window to read Carlos away, all I have to do is press a couple keys. Before we get to that, WindowEyes does have 50 user windows being numbered 0 through 49 that you have at your disposal. To select which user window you want to define, we need to press insert F3.
Edit box, user window 0 dialog. Select window number graphic user window 0 default button OK button cancel.
By default, whenever you enter into a program, the first user window that you're going to be using is user window 0. So to set up another user window, I'm going to change to user window 1. So we're placed in the edit box by default, so I'm just going to press the number 1 and press enter.
Window 1, MSN Messenger Service, list view, top, Carlos away.
I'm going to silence that with my shift key. Now we're using user window 1. I just want to double check and make sure my mouse pointer is where I left it. And I can do that with the number 5 on the number pad.
Graphic Carlos away graphic.
And it's on the line where we left off. Now to be sure I'm on the word I think I'm on, which I believe I'm on Carlos, I can use insert 5.
Carlos.
That tells us that we are. So now if I choose to set up a user window around this line, Carlos away, all I have to do is press insert F5.
Top left.
And it accepts the top left corner of our clip. And press insert F6.
Bottom right.
And it accepts the bottom right corner of our clip as the user window. WindowWise automatically determines the bottom left and top right corners based off of the two coordinates we just set with the top left and bottom right. So you don't need to worry about any other points but the top left and bottom right. So now if we use our hotkey already defined to read user window 1, being Alt-1,
Carlos away.
We hear our user window read to us. If I want to change that hotkey to be something other than Alt-1, all I have to do is go into the WindowWise control panel, control backslash,
WindowWise active WindowWise point 000 associated
none, and
then
press Alt-O to enter into the hotkeys dialog.
O, menu closed, list box S equals keys dialog, hotkey definitions prior character
colon. I'm just going to silence this. We're placed in a list box of all the WindowWise hotkeys available to us. If I simply type WIN,
N, window 0 colon Alt dash 0. 20 of 171.
We're taken to the portion of this list that starts with window 0, and this is by default
Jeff has just signed in period.
Alt 0. By default in the winize.000 set file, Alt 0 through Alt 9 reads user window 1 through 9. Depending on the set file, these might have been changed already to use different keys to read different windows. If I arrow down,
window 1 colon Alt dash 1. 21 of 171.
We come to window 1, and it is Alt 1. If I want to change it, all I have to do is press Tab.
Button. C equals Capture Key.
And press Enter on the Capture Key button.
Press a key for window 1.
Let's say, for example, I want window 1 to be Control T instead of Alt 1. So now I'm just going to press Control T.
List box S equals keys. Window 1 colon Control dash T. 21 of 171.
And there we have it. Control T is now set up to read user window 1. Just going to press Enter now. Because OK is already our default button, so I press Enter, it'll accept our change.
WindowWise active WindowWise point 000 associated none.
And now
point
I'm going to press Escape.
MSN Messenger Service, List View, Top, Carlos away, 1 of 47.
So now when I press Control T,
Carlos away,
it reads us our user window 1 that we defined. Let's say I want to set up another user window around the word online. It's a couple lines down, so I'm going to use the number 2 on my number pad.
Graphic. Go to my email inbox, online.
And here we are, online. Again, if I had any question as if this was one clip or split up into different clips, I can use insert 8 to read the current clip.
Online.
And it is one clip. So let's set up user window 2 to read this line. I'm going to press insert F3.
Edit box. User window 1 dialog. Select window number. Graphic user window 1.
And I'm going to type a number 2.
2. Jeff.
And press enter.
Window 2, MSN Messenger Service, List View, Top, Carlos away.
Okay, so now we're set up to accept any coordinates into our second user window. So now all I have to do is press Insert F5.
Top left.
And Insert F6.
Bottom right.
And it accepts the top left corner of our clip as the top left corner of our user window, as well as the bottom right corner of our clip to be the bottom right corner of our user window. So now when I press Alt 2.
Online.
It reads us our second user window. I can press Control T,
Carlos away,
to read our first user window we set up. Let's say I want to set up a user window around Carlos, but not away. Let's use our 8 on the number pad to go back up to that line that contains Carlos away.
Graphic. Go to my graphic. Carlos away. Graphic.
And use insert 6.
Carlos.
Insert 6 to place us on the word Carlos.
Carlos.
Now let's make user window 3 the window that reads just Carlos. I'm going to press insert F3.
Edit box. User window 2 dialog.
Select and we're going to type in a number 3.
3.
And press enter.
Window 3. MSN Messenger Service. List view. Top. Carlos away.
Okay, I'm going to silence the speech with my shift key. In this case, since Carlos is the first word in our clip being Carlos away, all I have to do is press insert F5.
Top left.
And it accepts our top left corner of our clip to be the top left corner of our user window. But we don't want the bottom right corner to be the bottom right corner of our clip. We want that to be exactly where our mouse is going to be placed. So we need to turn off a feature that is telling WindowWise to use clip boundaries instead of taking the exact position of the mouse. And that feature is in the WindowWise control panel. I'm going to press control backslash.
Window eyes active. Window eyes point 0.00.
I'm going to silent speech with my shift key again and press Alt L to enter the global menu.
Equals global settings, voice and verbosity.
And since the item I'm interested in is the last item in the menu, I'm going to press my up arrow key.
View equals use clip boundaries with mouse on.
And here we are. The use clip boundary with mouse feature. We need to turn this off, so I'm going to press enter.
Menu closed.
And press escape.
MSN Messenger service. List view. Top. Carlos away. 1 to 47.
So now I'm back into my MSN Messenger window. And let's check out our mouse pointer position with Control Insert.
Insert
plus.
X71Y108 mouse active window.
Okay, we're X71, 71 pixels from the left edge of our application window, my MSN Messenger window, and 108 pixels from the top of the MSN Messenger window. Let's use the number 6 on the number pad to go character by character to the right.
C-A-R-L-O-S.
And here we are. But we don't want to accept our bottom left corner boundary right here, because all we did was make a straight line across to the right. We need to go down so that we include the letters in our window. Let's again check out our mouse position with Control Insert plus.
X104Y109 mouse active window.
If you use Control Shift 6 and Control Shift 4, that moves the mouse right and left by pixels. And it moves actually 5 pixels at a time. Control Shift 2 and 8 moves the mouse pointer down and up 5 pixels at a time. I'm going to press Control Shift 6 2 times. And press Control Shift 2 on the number pad 2 times. And accept this location as our bottom right corner of our user window.
Bottom right.
Now when I press Alt 3 to read our third user window.
Carlos.
It reads as just Carlos. Now, I always make it a habit of going back into the WindowEyes control panel and turning the Use Clips for Mouse Boundary feature back on, just so I don't forget to turn it back on. So I'm going to press Control Backslash.
WindowEyes active. WindowEyes point 0.00.
And press Alt L.
L.
And arrow up once.
U equals Use Clip Boundaries with mouse off.
And press Enter.
Menu closed.
And press Escape.
MSN Messenger service.
I silence the speech with my Shift key. Another item of concern is whether the active window, our MSN Messenger window, is maximized. What if we come in someday and it's not fully maximized? And is there a way that we can use these window positions that we just set up? Well, let's try and see. I'm going to press Control T.
Carlos away.
Our first window reads OK, Alt 2.
Online.
Our second window reads fine, and Alt 3.
Carlos.
All these windows read perfectly fine. However, if we press Alt space,
space, menu closed, system pull down, R equals restore,
and press enter on restore,
menu closed, list view, top,
and try our hotkeys, Control T, it doesn't say anything, Alt 2, nothing, and Alt 3, nothing. Well, we can easily get around this. Let's maximize our window again. I'm going to press Alt space,
space,
and then I'm going to press the letter X.
X, menu closed. List view, top.
Let's take our first user window. I'm going to press Insert F3.
Edit box. User window.
And type in the
one.
Number 1 and press Enter.
Window 1. MSN Messenger service.
Now we're back to our first user window. So now I'm going to take this clip of Carlos away. I'm going to make sure I'm on Carlos away with my mouse.
Graphic. Carlos away graphic.
I'm on that line, but I need to put my mouse back on Carlos. I believe I need to press Insert 4.
Away.
And I need to press that again.
Carlos.
And I'm back on Carlos. The top left corner is being looked at as far as from the left edge of the screen, and our bottom right corner of our window is being looked at as from the right edge of the screen, but we're going to leave the top left alone and just reposition the bottom right to take the coordinates from the left edge instead of the right edge of our window. All we have to do is hold Insert and press F6 2 times.
Bottom right auto offsets.
And it says bottom right auto offsets. Now I'm going to press Control T just to make sure our window is still reading properly.
Carlos away.
And it does. Now I'm going to press Alt space.
Space. System pull down. R equals restore.
And press Enter on restore.
Menu closed. Menu closed. List view.
I'm going to silence with my Shift key. Now when I press Control T.
Carlos away.
It still reads our window, even though our window size has changed. Alt 2. Still doesn't read our second user window, and Alt 3 still doesn't read our third user window because we haven't changed our coordinates in that manner to be set for the auto offsets. So if you set up your user windows with the auto offsets, you have a much better chance of the windows still reading, even though your screen may not be fully maximized or exactly in the state it was when you left. That's about all the time we have. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email me at fire975@yahoo.com. That's fire975@yahoo.com.